The oldest prisoner to be held at Guantanamo Bay has been released and returned to his home country. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery has the story.
The Foreign Ministry in Islamabad and the U.S. Defense Department are confirming that 75-year-old Saifullah Paracha, a Pakistani national, was released and reunited with his family after spending more than 17 years in U.S. custody in Cuba. After being captured in 2003, Paracha was held at Guantanamo on suspicion of ties to Al-Qaeda, but was never charged with a crime. The notification of his release does not give a detailed reasoning for the decision, but it concludes that Paracha is not a continuing threat to the United States. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A well-known Haitian politician was killed in an apparent gang attack in an affluent suburb of the capital, Port-au-Prince. This, according to Haitian media on Saturday, amid a gang blockade of a fuel terminal that's created a humanitarian crisis. Eric Jean-Baptiste, the head of the rally of Progressive National Democrats, was returning to his home on Friday night when assailants riddled his car with bullets. Tourism is making a stronger comeback from the coronavirus pandemic than many expected. It's a blessing for the economies of southern European countries like Greece, Italy, Spain, and Cyprus. Greek yacht owner-operator Stelios Zampanakis says tourists are returning to Greece after waiting for COVID restrictions to lift.
People after COVID, after 2 years of frustration and probably, you know, putting some money aside, they decided, you know, they should have vacation. And I think the income or the budgets that they were willing to spend rose.
Some experts say this year's boom, however, will not prevent financial troubles next year when tourism-dependent countries may grapple with the cost-of-living crisis driven by inflation and high energy costs. Brazil's presidential race has drawn about even, a new poll showed on Saturday, a day before the tense runoff vote between right-wing President Jair Bolsonaro and his leftist challenger, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Brazilian election officials have transported voting machines by boat to remote communities along the Amazon River. Election official Ana Lucia Salazar tells Reuters that citizens in such communities cannot be left out of the voting process.
Como cidadão, ele não poderia ficar de fora, de votar, de decidir o futuro do país.
She says as citizens, they could not be left out from voting, from deciding the future of the country. Pre-election polls show Lula getting 51.1% of the vote and Bolsonaro with 48.9%.